Hey, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 37 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode. It's about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about creating your own geek show, and I know that we've done this before, but we're going to do it again because things have shifted. I have a simpler onboarding process, and when you don't have video, it's actually much easier to get your own podcast up and running, so I want to give a quick intro to that. But before we go there, you can see how easy it is to make your own geek show if you go to the Mildly Alarming podcast and you check out the recently released bonus episode, which is the real 5-Minute Geek Show, in which two geeks geek out about Star Wars versus Star Trek, which is truly geekier than anything I've ever talked about here. But you've also got little reproductions of the Geek Show theme song and the Geek Show outro, and I got to show those to you before we move on. So I want you to hear those, but you should actually go check it out too. But here's the intro that they did. So if imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I'm extremely flattered right now, and I know this is supposed to be hostile, so I will point out the fact that their purported real 5-Minute Geek Show was 5 minutes and 41 seconds long. Now, granted, they did start a timer when they got to the real content and stop a timer when they got to the end of the content, and I actually did that at the beginning. I went from an exactly 5-minute long show to a show that had exactly 5 minutes of content, and now it's basically anything under 10 minutes, and one day it might actually become anything under 15 minutes, and I've actually considered what would happen if I changed it to the 15-minute geek show, but it's just too much work, so I'm not going to do it. So haters gonna hate, insert graphic of the chubby kid doing the haters gonna hate walk in your minds. Today's topic: setting up your own podcast. So actually, why don't we do a timer with the little clicky 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 thing, onlineclock.net, and I'm going to set the timer to 5 minutes, and I'm going to hit go, and we're just going to see what it feels like. So go, 5 minutes. So if you want to set up your own podcast, you need a few things. You need the ability to get your voice in. You need the ability to get it to be an MP3, you need to be able to host it, and you need to syndicate it in some way, some sort of RSS syndication type process. So here's the simplest, if not cheapest, way that you can do it. First, you want to work with a Mac. Everything's going to be easier there. Second, buy some kind of Blue Microphones microphone. So the Yeti is kind of a lot of folks' intro level one. You can get it for $100 or $130 new. But there is one below the Yeti, which is the Snowball. And I think it's like $50, especially if you go refurbed or used or something like that. You can probably get a bit cheaper. So get one of the two of those. It's the easiest way. It's a USB mic that has pretty good sound. And plug it directly into your machine. Open up GarageBand. You can even use GarageBand's built-in podcasting features if you want, but you don't have to. Hit record. Record yourself. Hit save. Export it preferably to a 64 kilobytes per second mono MP3. Save it to your desktop, and then go sign up for Simplecast.fm, which is a podcast hosting solution that's $10 a month, and they're going to handle hosting your audio. They're going to handle setting up your website. They're going to handle syndicating it out to an RSS feed, and it'll be perfectly ready for iTunes. And I cannot stress to you how difficult the iTunes preparation process is. So having somebody else take care of that for you is great. And them taking care of your website and everything. I mean, the 5-Minute Geek Show website is Simplecast. The Mildly Alarming Geek Show is Simplecast. Or the Mildly Alarming website is Simplecast. So it's a good enough website for sure. So then you name your podcast. You get all the settings set up in your Simplecast thing. You upload your first episode. Put in some show notes. Publish it. And then kind of share it with people. And then once you publish your first episode, you now have an RSS feed. So you can link it to people. People can enter that directly into their podcast listening app if they have a good one. And then you submit that to iTunes. And if you go to Simplecast in their settings, they've got a link to that and they give you directions on it. And they can't guarantee it's going to go through to iTunes, but they take all the technical pieces out of the way you need to worry about. Submit it to iTunes, wait a couple days, you'll get an approval from iTunes, and then you have a podcast. It's on a website, you got an RSS feed, it's on iTunes, and every single podcast episode from there forward, here's the process that you do. Come up with an idea, sit down, hit record in GarageBand, record the whole thing, hit stop, go back and edit anything if you want. You can, you know, play around with compression settings and have like a saved compression settings you'd like, whatever. Save it, export it to a 64 kilobyte mono MP3, upload it to Simplecast, type in the title, type in the show notes, hit save. You're going to get something a couple minutes later that's going to say your podcast is published, and that means you end up getting yourdomain.com/episode number, so /12 or whatever for the 12th episode, and then you link that out in your social media profiles, and within minutes it's going to be out on iTunes, it's going to be out on RSS, and people are going to get a ping saying latest podcast from yourpodcast.com is ready, and that's it. You're done. You're running a podcast in that little amount of time. Let's look at what our alarm clock says. Well, golly gee, I got 2.5 minutes left. So we're just going to cut short there. This is almost going to be a 2 minute, you know, 5 minutes, 41 seconds. We're almost there. Mildly alarming podcast. What about it? 5 minute geek show. Peace out.
5 minute geek show. 5 minute geek.
All right. Good job, bud.
5 minute geek show.
Yeah. Perfect.